A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where they will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear the word of the Lord." This gospel passage, read out of context, sounds like the script for another Harry Potter movie, or a sequel to The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. A superficial, unconnected reading could portray God as the great avenger. But taken in the fuller context of the sacred scriptures, the words of the prophets, and the whole life and teaching of Jesus, the picture comes together. As the Church has called us through the Gospel readings of Matthew during this ordinary time of the year, I see Jesus trying to help us connect the ordinary with the divine. I can sense his human emotion, his frustration with the crowds not getting it, what the kingdom of God really is all about. They flock to the fireworks and bazaars of his miracles. They scream for more signs and wonders. He does want their attention, so he shows them healing miracles. But he is trying to help them get his point. The kingdom starts here, in the midst of our ordinary human existence. He shows them how you can feed thousands with faith and the simple resources of a young man's fish and bread. He takes the almost invisible, insignificant mustard seed and points to its possibilities if it's planted and nourished and given to those who need it. Can you almost sense a bit of frustration from the human side of Jesus when he sends the crowd away and goes back in the house? They still don't get it. They still want the big signs and miracles. But those described as his disciples, his real followers, not the paparazzi, they pursue him. And even though they did not get it at first, they have the faith to seek his meaning and the hope that Jesus will reveal that meaning, which will light their way to the true kingdom of God. Going back to my first thought, regarding Harry Potter, The Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, while I know them to be highly dramatized fiction, they are somewhat like 21st century parables. They get your attention and present images that can grow thoughts and questions which, when connected with our ideas of the kingdom of God, can bring us to a deeper understanding of what this truth is calling us to be and to do in our world today. Dear God, be with me today and lead me to see your kingdom unfolding in all the parables that my life